Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's have a conversation with Adam Amin, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. He's going to do the play-by-play for the 49ers-Arizona Cardinals. You can also hear him on the MLB on Fox, and he also does the Chicago Bulls. Adam, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No, thanks, boys. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, of these 2-0 teams, which one do you think is more real?
Man, oh, that's an interesting framework for the question, because I mean, you look at the first couple of weeks and what kind of San Francisco team did you get? I think defensively they're both really good. I think that's what probably stuck out for Arizona in particular with how they pressured Carolina. San Francisco's ended the game on great defensive plays. I think they've moved fairly well in their first couple of games defensively. I would lean Arizona, because I do think this is what they're going to be more consistently. I don't think we know what San Francisco is going to be consistently. I know the injuries have a lot to do with that. And that's probably the thing that skews me the other way in terms of Arizona. This is probably a little more close to who we expect them to be. Kyler Murray is going to do a lot of improv. Marvin Harrison is going to be a key target. The offensive line is going to hold up for the most part this year. And then defensively, I think they're rock solid because they have a lot of continuity. I think the Niners, their defensive prowess is very well documented, I think, at this point. But I have no clue what they're going to look like offensively in a month. So I think that's why I would lead towards Arizona being a little bit more real at 2-0.
Adam, can you share with us what you've seen from Christian McCaffrey the first two games? Because before week one, we got a scare that Thursday. I don't know if you remember. We didn't know his availability. Touched the ball 31 times, only 19 against the Saints. We got some callers saying his longest run is 13 yards. And is that a byproduct of the O-line? Or maybe just how does he look to you, Adam?
I still like him in the pass game, and I think Mac actually did a pretty good job of finding McCaffrey in the pass game in the game in New Orleans. I thought he was a key part of it. Obviously, he had a touchdown with it. The offensive line just had so much like dysfunction in the first couple of games, and I know the injury at left guard is going to hurt a little bit, although I thought Connor Colby played pretty well against New Orleans last week when he had to fill in at least in pass pro. But – you know, 3.5 yards a carry, it's not good enough. I haven't seen an explosive run from Christian yet. He had the third, like you guys said, he had the 13-yard run. Like, I haven't seen it yet. Do I worry about him as an individual talent? Not really. My concern is with his health, like every year and every week. It has been the case for the last couple of years with Christian. But I think a lot of what the offensive lines look like across the league is not particularly impressive. And I think that has a lot to do with what we see or maybe don't see in the preseason. A lot of things don't look very good anymore in the first 2, 3, 4 weeks of the year because teams are kind of ramping themselves up into form in this first month of the season. So I don't expect this to be the baseline for what we're going to see from the run game for San Francisco all year, but I would like to see a little bit more explosiveness in the run game to get a little bit more balance, especially if Mac Jones is going to end up starting a quarterback. I know Brock was at practice, obviously, the other day, but if Mac does have to play, you'd like to take a little bit of pressure off of him with the running game. So I'd like to see a few more explosive plays.
Adam Amin joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's calling the 49ers home opener versus the Arizona Cardinals this weekend. I started out by asking you, you know, which 2-0 team feels maybe a little bit more real, and you suggested the Cardinals. But let me ask you this. You said you have no idea what the Niners may look like in about a month. Are you saying that because of injuries, or that when they get guys back, they might play a little different style?
No, I think more so just due to injuries. Okay. I mean, it's hard to lean. It's hard to lean on Luke Farrell, right, in the receiving game when you've basically taken away one of the top receivers at that position out of the lineup. Like, it's hard to really imagine what it's going to look like. I don't know what the offensive line makeup is going to be in a few weeks. Obviously, you know, with Barch being out right now, some of the issues that I think a lot of teams are seeing across the league, they're more willing to make changes on the offensive line. So again, that has less to do with San Francisco, and I think more to do with general trends and major injuries. That's probably where I'm thinking more.
Adam, a lot of time when we refer to receivers on any level, you know, we call them diva receivers. And I saw this interview yesterday with Kyler Murray, and it had me thinking, you know, is it going to have any impact on this current game? But he was talking about his receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr., and his lack of targets. And Kyler said, you know what? Some days Marvin's going to have 10 catches or 10 targets, and some days he's going to have 3. And I'm just a guy sitting on my couch with the remote. But I thought to myself, do you voice that? Or can you share with us what you thought of that? And is there going to be any impact on Kyler, you know, when he's dropping back to pass to kind of feed his guy?
We had Arizona early last year. I think it might have been week 2. And it was almost the same story because Marvin Harrison had made his debut the week prior, didn't really get a whole lot of run, got very few targets, maybe 2 targets or 3 targets that whole game. And then he got heavily involved in the following week. I almost think it's like trying to get Marvin a little bit motivated. Not that he needs it. I actually think he's one of the best young self-motivators that we have in the league. But I do understand where Kyler is coming from, because the expectation is, well, we're going to force feed Marvin Harrison Jr. the ball. I don't think that is necessarily the game plan that Drew Petzing is thinking about, because when you have a guy like Marvin, who is so, like, he's the prototypical X, right? Outside, big body receiver, is going to run the outside route, is going to make contested catches. I think Kyler Murray, as he gets older, is trying to force less and less. He's trying to force fewer and fewer throws. And I think we have a tendency to assume that, well, the X is just going to win all the time. That's very fair, but a lot of the times you have to make really tight window throws, or you have to make dangerous throws to allow the receivers to make those types of plays. It's a lot to put on a young receiver, even as one that has the pedigree that he does and has the talent that he does, and obviously has put on a lot of weight. That's one of the big storylines for Harrison this year, is that he's put on a bunch of muscle to try to be better in those contested catch situations. But I understand Kyler Murray not wanting to force stuff. And that also has a lot to do with, I think, how teams perceive what Arizona is going to do. Michael Wilson's a perfectly capable number 2 receiver, and I think he's going to find some success on the opposite side of Harrison. Trey McBride is a really important player for what Arizona does offensively. As you guys know with Kittle, that's what McBride is to Arizona. He is their Kittle, and he is their great pass-catching tight end. And they want to lean on their run game the same way San Francisco does. They want to be able to run the ball with James Conner and use Trey Benson and DeMercado and some of these younger guys. So I imagine it has more to do with the bigger picture than it does specifically to Harrison. But I do think there is I can imagine why you'd be able to read into some psychological stuff. And knowing Kyler Murray, I do feel like there is a little bit of psychological stuff in there too, you know?
Adam Amin joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can hear him on Sunday calling the Cardinals 49er game. Adam, when you watch a game like last week and you see the 49ers backup quarterback, Mac Jones, play well, 3 touchdowns, no picks, what does it make you think of Kyle Shanahan when you see a backup play like that?
you know, I think the easy narrative to latch onto, and it's not an incorrect one, is that this guy runs a pretty good offense, and he's a pretty good play caller, and he's a pretty good sequencer. And I don't think that's a shock. That's not shocking to hear that, oh, people respect Kyle's prowess as an engineer of an offense and then a sequencer of an offense. But it's a nice stark reminder of it, too. You know, I think to be able to sequence games is one of his strengths. He grew up in this. You know, you guys, I don't even have to explain this to all of you. You guys know this better than I do. He's grown up in this, and he has a real feel for this. And, yeah, there have been plenty of blips or plenty of blemishes, I should say, on the resume, right? Going back to his time in Atlanta as the offensive coordinator, the Super Bowl issues at times, the playoff issues at times that we've seen late in games or in second halves. Like, yeah, he's got some blemishes on the resume, but I think that's situational. A lot of that has to do with just having the opportunity to be in a playoff game. I think overall, big body of work, you're looking at one of the better, if not the best engineer of an offense across the league. So I think you have to give him a lot of respect for it. No, I mean, I go back every year and we do maybe one or two, maybe three 49er games a year. And I always end up changing over my notes over and over again with new players and new backups. And it's just the turnover on this roster over the last several years has been pretty kind of jaw dropping at times, in particular on the back end defensively. But even with the running backs that have had to play, the guys that you've had to rotate in a tight end, a wide receiver, different offensive line signings over the course of the last couple of years. So with all these different elements, I do think that the consistency has been Kyle. And more often than not, this ends up being one of the better offenses in the league. And even with some of the injuries and depth issues, I think they still produce at a pretty decent level, or at the very least with backup guys, stay competitive in games. So I think all those things probably play into the general big picture about Kyle across the league, which is he is one of the better offensive minds that we have in football.
Yeah, Adam, and I got to be careful with this next question, but now he has his running mate running his defense, and that's former Jets head coach Robert Saleh. And Adam, it's two games. I need to slow down, but one of my biggest fears and a lot of 49er fan fears were, how are these rookies going to mesh with Warner and Bosa in the rest of the game? How are you going to replace Greenlaw? And through two games, there have been some ups and downs, but more ups than downs. I'm looking at Saleh, Robert. I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I'm not a big fan, so I think he got a raw deal. But if this were to keep up and this defense, which Fred Warner looks like a stud that he is, and Bosa making game-changing plays, would you be shocked if Saleh's name after this season, if this keeps up with the defense and they're a pleasant surprise, if his name is being surrounded by possible, you know, head coach openings around the league?
I think obviously it's opening dependent. He's probably not on my list, like, of my top five guys, like, coordinator wise around the league, but he's probably in the top 10. And I think the Jets hangover has something to do with that. And I agree that it's a raw deal. And I do think that eventually that goes away. You know, Todd Bowles had that same issue. He had to go back to, I know he ended up staying and succeeding Bruce Arians, but he was a name that people were looking at when he got back as the defensive coordinator in Tampa Bay and found success again. And I think people were like, it's the Jets, you know, like, and that seems to be the general consensus about a lot of things when it comes to the Jets. It's the Jets. You know, they've got organizational dysfunction. They've got personnel dysfunction for the most part. Like, that's just, it feels like that's been the case for the better part of 10 years since, you know, my broadcast partner stopped being the quarterback there and got shipped off. So I feel like Robert's probably going to be right in the thick of things for the next 2 years. You know, a good season this year probably gets his name a little higher on those lists. I would probably lean to some of the younger guys around the league. But if you get two great defensive years in San Francisco and what I think is a fairly tough division right now, like, Arizona's on the rise, obviously. Seattle's a consistent team that has a lot of good new pieces, and, you know, the Rams are who they are. They're still, you know, the defending division champs. So I feel like playing in this division and being good defensively for a 2 year period probably gets Robert's name very high on the list. And if it's two great years in San Francisco, I would imagine there's a head coaching opportunity for him somewhere in 2027.
Hey, real quick, Adam, the pre-production meetings, I mean, how much information is shared there in those things? And how valuable do you consider them as, you know, obviously the broadcaster of the game?
I find them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To be important for personality, like to see what a quarterback is like, what a coach is like, I think you do get a lot about their demeanor and their thought process. There's very little, I think, and again, this is very coach dependent. I think there's very little that you're going to get from them that the analyst probably hasn't already figured out, right? Like Mark, this is just Mark. And then I work with Greg Olson for a month during, you know, the back end of the baseball playoffs. I've worked with, you know, a bunch of different guys over the course of my career, whether it was, you know, Mark Schlereth on the NFL. I did college football at ESPN for 9 years. Like I've worked with a lot of people, and mostly everybody I've ever worked with pretty much knows what they're looking at by the time they look at 2-3 games worth of film. You know, Mark pretty much knows what the 49ers are. And in the NFL, it's even easier because the turnover is far less. The coaching turnover is far less. Styles are very specific, you know, for the most part, whether it's defensively or offensively. But what it is an opportunity to kind of gauge what a coach is thinking. If Mark says, hey, I like X, you know, and he can speak this way to a guy like Kyle, he probably wouldn't look at me and listen to me the same way that he listens to somebody like Mark or Greg Olson or Tom Brady or any of these guys that walk in. You know, I'm coming from a different angle, but for the most part, if we say something and we've like, this is what we think is taking place, I think most coaches kind of understand how to basically confirm or deny that without confirming or denying it. And a lot of that is just human interaction. I think Kyle is pretty close to the vest, but I also think he's got a lot of trust in somebody like Mark or Greg or Tom or Daryl Johnston, like, you know, just to name some of the guys that we work with and, you know, that we have at Fox. Like, I think there's a trust level there. I think he's done this enough now to the point where kind of he knows what the TV side is looking for. Brock, I've sat down in meetings with Brock Purdy. He's very easygoing. He's very likable, very affable. And he gives us like some candor about his own stuff. I think players like want to talk about what they want to get better at. I think players like talking about their teammates more than they like talking about themselves. And I think coordinators really do want to give you a sense for what they're thinking, especially if they're on their way to eventually becoming a head coach. You know, I think sitting with Ben Johnson in Detroit meetings, we got a lot of that. Sitting with D'Amico Ryans a few years ago before he got the head coaching job in Houston, we walked away thinking that guy's probably going to be a head coach. And sure enough, he got the Texans job the year later. So I think you get a lot of different things. You don't get the same stuff in every meeting. It's very coach, player, human dependent. But I do think there's a lot of value that comes in, especially if you come in with an idea about what the team's going to do anyway.
Cool. Hey, Adam, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great call on Sunday and enjoy the Bay while you're here.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.